This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
What up? I'm Clarissa.
I'm Courtney.
And this is 30D&D. What does the D&D stand for, Courtney?
Dirty and Dying.
Yep.
Not Dungeons and Dragons.
Nope. But hey, if you got here by accident, welcome. Hello, wizards. I don't know what the fuck
what
you
if,
do.
What if we did a whole episode D&D?
I don't know how to do that. You'd have to teach me.
Okay.
I've never played D&D.
Okay. We can have Mike do it.
Okay.
Fun.
Can I fuck with him?
Yeah.
Good.
Fuck him.
Yeah. Teach me how to do it before.
Teach me how to Dougie.
All right.
All the bitches love me.
If you're here on accident, if you were looking for a Dungeons and Dragons podcast, I'm really sorry, but
this is not it.
Come hither, dragons. What up?
It's fine.
Go good into that. Good morrow, sir.
So, with Dungeons and Dragons.
You're a wizard, Harry.
It's actually funny you say that.
Okay.
Mike just started a new one.
A new game?
A new, that he, because he listens to them. He listens to D&D.
Oh, there are 30 D&D, or there are D&D podcasts.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
So, but they're also, like, videos and stuff like this, and there's one that he specifically watches, and I forget what it's called. I'm just saying. Anyways, so it's about these Americans are exchange students in a wizarding school. In this world that has been created, Harry Potter is like a known book and movie series, and they just shit on it the whole time, apparently. If Mike's just like, this is so fun, it might be my favorite one so far.
Yeah, let's do D&D. I'm gonna fuck him up. Anyways, welcome, nerds.
Nerds and nerdettes.
Nerds and nerdettes. We're not gonna do Dungeons and Dragons today.
We're not.
We're 30, dirty, and dying because we're not 30, flirty, and thriving, but we're trying to have a good time. And that's what today is all about.
Here for a good time, not a long time.
So we're going to have a good time. We're going to play a game.
Yeah, we love games.
We love games. We love to, you know, ignore our dirty and dying lives and try to play fun games. And we're going to play a game that you guys, apparently, the people that have listened to the show for a hot minute, you guys really liked when we did this before. Like, more than I could have ever imagined you would have. Because it was very much a phoning it in episode the first time we did it.
It was like, but what we got?
Yeah.
Nothing? Cool, let's do this.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do an episode this week. Fuck. And that's what we did, and y'all ate that shit up. We're playing Truth No Dare. So we're gonna do, you may be familiar with Truth or Dare, where you ask questions for truths, and you give out dares. We're a podcast with no video in one room, so we're not gonna do fucking dares. Also, we're 30-plus women.
I can't do crazy things.
What do you want me to do? What do you do?
Streak? No one wants to see this.
I think you're beautiful, but I don't need you to get naked. I'd rather you not.
Thank
you. I'd like to remain platonic. But yeah, what's my dare? You know, sleep weird on my neck.
Already did it.
I've had a headache for 3 days, and now it's turning into a migraine. That's my dare. What, get through the day without taking some medication for my migraines? Don't drink enough water?
Have you had any?
Not yet today, but I usually drink a lot of water, and I'm feeling
I mean,
it.
If you think about it, coffee is just bean water.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're going to play Truth. That's it. We're going to ask each other questions. And we have to abide by the rules of truth or dare. To be honest, we have to be real.
Back in time. All right.
All right.
We're doing Courtney's favorite thing, which is to go back in time to the 80s.
I do love the 80s.
Yeah,
I wish I lived through it. I say that every time.
You do. And that's what we're doing this. But we're not just talking about, oh, 1 year in the 80s, blah, blah, blah. I mean, our year is 1985.
1985.
Yep. Bowling for Soup, Bowling for 1985. That's our anchor, but we're really talking about the music of the 80s and why it was probably like the best time.
I really think it was like the best time for music.
I think so genuinely. Too. I think some of the best music came out. I think the thing that really sticks out to me is that, and even just looking at like the Billboard lists of 1985 was a great example for this, and we'll get into that. But like, it was a decade where a lot of different kinds of music were popular and came out with similar levels of popularity. But then there are
so many genres.
Yeah, but then there are times where it's like there's a certain genre or one or two genres that stick out, and then everything else kind of falls into the wayside until they get their moment later. I feel like the 80s was a time where a lot of different music was propped up and was able to become popular. So that's why you have so much. Like, it's quantity and quality.
Right.
So you just get a larger sampling size of different kinds of music and artists, and it was a bitchin' time, so a lot of great stuff came out. That's my theory as to why the 80s were such a great time for music.
I have no theory. I'm gonna just say I agree.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
But we can start with the Billboard list.
Yeah.
Just to sort of prop that up. So these are some of the top songs from 1985 to start our conversation. And these are just, like, iconic artists. Like, there's so many iconic artists that are on here. Careless Whisper and Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
Wake me up. Before you go.
George Michael is my king. Hello. R.I.P. Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Classic.
Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is.
I Want to Know What Love Is.
I Feel For You by Chaka Khan. Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears. Take On Me, Aha.
Take me.
Can't fight this feeling, REO Speedwagon.
I'm not gonna lie, the first thing that came into my head was Wicked.
Oh, really?
This feeling so sudden and new.
No, it's I can't fight this feeling anymore.
I know, I'm thinking about Wicked. It's almost time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, by the time this comes out, it's happened.
Congratulations.
Wicked Part 2.
Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love.
Ugh, it's The Power of Love.
Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Don't you forget about me.
We Are the World, the Michael Jackson, the song for Africa.
Oh, yeah.
Whitney Houston was coming onto the scene. The Rhythm of the Night by DeBarge, Phil Collins, Duran Duran, Chicago. Like, but through everything I'm saying, there's R&B, there's pop, there's like rock pop, there's synth music and like electronic music that was coming up that was really popular then. There's just like good old fashioned rock music. It's just there's a whole sampling of great artists from all kinds of genres that made the top songs of the year. So like that's part of what I think I'm saying. Like, there's just a lot to choose from.
Yeah, because when you look at, like, top songs now, like, even though, like, obviously every genre is coming out with their own music.
Yeah.
What is, like, most popular, like, that you always hear on the radio is in the top. And that's not always country. That's not always, that's never techno. That's, you know.
Yeah.
Like, there's, it's always, like, pop.
Yeah.
And, like, or pop rock.
There are times, like, when I think about, like, the 70s, like, disco.
Yeah.
Sure. But then also, like, rock music, like classic, what now is like classic rock. I mean, I know they play Blink-182 on classic now, and I want to kill myself. But what I think of classic rock, like, you know, like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, AC/DC. That kind of shit. Yeah, that's the divide. And maybe I'm just being a dick, but like pop culture, larger societal culture, you know?
Hair rock.
Yeah, well, that was more the 80s.
That was more
hair 80s. Metal was the 80s.
Hair metal.
But like, and then the 90s, it was like grunge and like alternative pop rock was really big.
Yeah.
And then there were points throughout the 90s where it shifted into like R&B was really popular.
And then pop boy band. And like
gangster rap was really popular. But they had these moments in time, which, so I guess the 90s sort of continued the trend of the 80s. But the 80s, it was just like all at once, all the time. Don't stop.
Don't stop believing.
Yeah. I mean, some of the best shit came out in the 80s, dude. Some of my favorites are, I love Cyndi Lauper. Like Madonna, obviously George Michael. I love Journey. Mm. I'm not even gonna lie. Hair metal is bitchin'.
We are probably going to go see Journey.
They've replaced the lead singer. It's not the same guy. It's Steve Perry. My mom is like the biggest Journey fan of all time, so I've been listening to Journey since I was like.
Well, that's born. Why we're probably gonna go, because Mike's mom wants to go see them.
Yeah, but my mom doesn't want to see them without Steve Perry. She would rather see Steve Perry on his own.
Well, she just went and saw a tribute band, enjoyed her time, so she'll enjoy this.
Yeah, my mom is a purist, a pure Journey fan.
Pure blood,
not a mudblood. Bruce Springsteen, Hall and Oates, fucking John Mellencamp when he still had the cougar in his name.
You're naming things. I probably know the music, but I don't know the names.
You know John Mellencamp.
I believe it.
Hang on. What's that song? You know that song, Jack and Diane?
Nope.
Yeah, you do. Give me a sec. It's a great song. And I think he did this one when he dropped the cougar. His middle name's Cougar.
Mm.
And I refuse.
Legally?
I don't know, actually. But I refuse to call him John Cougar Mellencamp. I just call him John Mellencamp. Because I can't. And neither can he. He's been John Mellencamp for a long time.
I do know that song.
He also did that Hurt So Good song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know John Mellencamp. You know the Cougs.
I know the Cougs.
You know the Cougs.
Africa, Toto.
Yeah.
He blessed the rains.
Yeah, down in Africa. Tina Turner. Lionel Richie was out here doing it. Like, there's a lot. There's just so much. Born in the USA was still on the top charts. I want to see that Bruce Springsteen movie so bad, and it's literally just because Jeremy Allen White is in it. As we're recording this, I haven't seen it yet, but I know that when they went to him about making the movie about him making this, about his album, this album that they wanted to highlight in the film, he said, I'd like that kid to play me. Like, he picked him out and said, I think he would do the best. And then they brought him in, and apparently he did. That made me want to watch it more. Like, obviously, yeah, I love to see Jeremy Allen White do literally anything.
Yeah.
Like, yes, chef. But I like that Bruce Springsteen is on board.
Right.
And is a part of the process.
Yes.
So that...
A song that came out, which is convenient for us because the new season of Stranger Things is about to... I think by the time this comes out, I think the first part of it is coming out.
Okay.
Running Up That Hill.
Make a deal with God.
Gave it to some places. See, what's interesting, previous episode that we recently did about Vampire Diaries, there was a version of that song on Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Obviously, it didn't get, like, a massive re-listen. Like, it got to the point when it was on Stranger Things, and because of TikTok and, like, how music has been, like, listened to.
Yeah, the trending
It was the first time it was in, like, a top spot in the Billboard since it came out in 1980.
Yeah, I had never heard that song until it was on TikTok because I don't watch Stranger Things, but it was
on Vampire Diaries.
Don't remember. Mm. Didn't, you know, maybe when I watched Vampire Diaries because I watched it as an adult, like a fuck. But yeah, I don't think I ever heard that song before until it got popular for that reason. So, you know, hey, I'll run up that hill. I'll probably walk.
Yeah. I'll take breaks.
Yeah. So I looked up the Grammys from 1985.
Okay.
Also, so a lot of these songs came out before, but some of the performers who graced the stage, Huey Lewis and the News.
Okay, I love it. Power of Love.
Cyndi Lauper.
Mm-hmm.
Stevie Wonder was there. He sang I Just Called to Say I Love You.
I just called to say I love you.
They did a West Side Story tribute thing. Yeah, Tina Turner did What's Love Got to Do With It.
What's love got to do with it?
Kenny Loggins did Footloose. Prince and Sheila E. came up and did a thing. Shel Silverstein, the poet, Where the Sidewalk Ends. He was there. They were kids' books.
Okay.
I don't know what he fucking did. It says unknown. But I guess he was there for a minute.
Okay, cool. Maybe he read a chapter.
Yeah, maybe he told us where the sidewalk ended. And some winners. Let's play a little game.
Okay.
I'm going to go through a couple categories.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you who the nominees were.
All right.
And you're going to tell me who won.
Okay.
Record of the Year.
Ooh.
Chicago, Hard Habit to Break. Cyndi Lauper, Girls Wanna Have Fun. Huey Lewis in the News, The Heart of Rock and Roll, Dancing in the Dark by Bruce Springsteen, or Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Bruce Springsteen.
Nope, Tina Turner.
It was between those two.
Yep. All right, Song of the Year.
Okay.
Time After Time.
Ugh, classic.
I Just Called to Say I Love You. Mm-hmm. Hello by Lionel Richie.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for? What's Love Got to Do with It? Or Against All Odds by Phil Collins?
Well, What's Love Got to Do with It won record.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say, what was the one before that?
Against All, Hello, Lionel Richie.
I'm going to do that.
Nope, it was What's Love Got to Do with It.
See, I should have.
I think Lionel Richie was robbed. I love that song. It's also our Nala song, because her meow was like, hello, and it's just, it's whatever. Best New Artist.
Okay.
Corey Hart, Sheila E., Cyndi Lauper, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, or The Judds?
Cyndi Lauper?
Yep.
Only because it's the one that I knew.
Okay.
So that made sense to me in my brain.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Best rock vocal performance was Bruce Springsteen for Dancing in the Dark. Best rock performance by a group was Prince in The Revolution for Purple Rain. Mm. Best R&B vocal performance was Chaka Khan for I Feel For You. Best pop performance was Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It. Best pop performance by a group was the Pointer Sisters, was Jump for My Love. You know it if you heard it.
Probably.
Best pop instrumental performance was for Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters!
Hell yeah.
Sometimes I just listen.
As you should. I do that with Monster Mash.
Did you know?
I raw dog Monster Mash.
You raw dog it?
Hell yeah.
That Fall Out Boy, Missy Elliott, did a version of Ghostbusters?
No, but I believe it.
Yeah, I listened. It's new spooky season.
Yeah.
I started listening to it. I'm just like, this is fun. This is
I'm in it. I'll listen to it. Fuck it.
Yeah.
That's what we'll play on Christmas.
Okay. Remind me before I leave. I want to play it for you.
Okay. But yeah, 1985. I really loved the synthesizer. Mm-hmm. We've never had another synthesizer time.
It really is just a vibe.
Yeah, it's a whole vibe, and we're happy for it.
Yeah. The 30 Dirty and Dying merch shop is officially open. We've got 30 Dirty and Dying shirts, hoodies, mugs, and more for your sick, sad millennial vibes. Grab yours now and look out for seasonal items and sales at 30dirtypod.com. That's 30dirtypod.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
All right, let's play Truth No Dare. And I dare you guys, this is the only dare, I dare you, give us 5 stars right now if you haven't already.
Yeah, and give you have to do stars. It.
You have to she do it. You. It's a rule.
It's a rule.
It's the rule. I double dog dare you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
She double dogged.
I ain't fucking around.
She double dogged down.
I ain't fucking around this time, guys. If I don't see some more ratings on Spotify or Apple, I'm going to find out who didn't do it. I have my ways, and I'm coming for you for breaking a double dog dare. Now let's play our game.
Okay.
Why don't you start?
If you had to switch lives with one person, it could be your friend. It could be someone who's dead. I don't care.
Does it have to be a human?
Yes.
Damn it. Okay.
Who would it be and why?
Elton John.
Okay. Why?
I want to wear his suits and I want to sit at his piano.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it?
That's a good day for me.
All right.
That's all I want.
Yeah, I would like to wear his outfits and his big glasses.
Yeah, I've got a few pairs.
He really has the vibe and I really feel in it.
Yeah, I was wearing a pair of my, like, statement glasses. but they're also blue light. So, and my eyes were kind of bothering me. These are blue light too, but the lenses aren't as big. So my eyes were bothering me one day and I was wearing, and then Justin came down and was like, "Hey, Elton." And I was like, "Oh my God, thank you so much. I know you're trying to insult me, but you're not."
Really? It'll make me do it more often.
Yeah. Now I'm never taking these off, bitch. What's the last thing you Googled?
Oh, I was Googling flight trackers. Because my friend who was flying.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I was Googling flight trackers.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Good answer. I'm trying to see what the last thing I Googled is. Just curious. Solidarity. Why does Victor Frankenstein drink milk? If you listen to a few episodes ago, I really liked the new Frankenstein movie. I've watched it several times since then. The main character drinks a lot of fucking milk. And I was like, that's an interesting detail. It has to mean something. What does it mean?
What does it mean?
He's perpetually like a child. He's like emotionally stunted. Mm. And he's like a man-child. And he has a weird... and he has a weird, like, obsession because he lost his mother. Mm. So it's like a symbol for him, like, longing for his mother.
His mother's teat.
I guess, yeah.
Ugh. Weird mommy issues.
It was just weird to see a grown man drink milk that much, and I had to know why.
in not a milkshake. Yeah. Because that's fine.
All right, you go next.
What is your favorite photo on your phone?
I mean, it's probably one of my children, right?
It doesn't have to be, but I'm sure it is.
Okay. I don't know if it's my favorite ever, but it's my favorite right now that I can find. It's of Nala, my cat, who is no longer with us. And Justin's holding her in his lap. Aww. And she has a little Christmas onesie on.
I love that.
And she looks really upset. And the reason I think it's funny is because she looks so mad. But she was wearing the onesie not to be super cute. When we took her off the street, she was real fucked up. Really terrible from where she had such bad fleas. We got rid of the fleas, but she had her whole body was like a rash. Aww. And so we got medicine for it, but she couldn't lick it off. And we couldn't put a cone on her because she was all crooked. So we got her a onesie at the pet store. And she wore that onesie while her medicine dried. And it's just like keeping that onesie on her. And she was so mad, but she looked so cute. And it was like right after we saved her. And it was just a fun memory for me.
I love that.
So yeah, that's one of my favorites. She looks so mad. I got another one where she's on a filing cabinet and she's sitting like far away from us on this filing cabinet where we can't get to her because she's just looking at us. And she's got the onesie on. She just looks so upset. So yeah, probably that.
Okay.
I have so many cat pictures though.
Oh, same.
Most of the pictures on here are of my cats.
Yeah, same.
All of them that have ever been.
Yeah, my favorite picture right now is from the Mummy Ride with me, Mike, and Amanda. And it's so funny.
Yeah, that's fun.
But that's just right now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It might not be my favorite ever, but it's my favorite one that I can see. Yeah,
because then there's also the picture that I have of Allison, my niece.
Yeah.
I call it Children of the Corn. Because she's just, like, in, like, a corn maze, and just her face is just like, she's gonna kill you. And it was so funny.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
And then literally every single picture I ever had of my cats.
What's the worst... And interpret that however you like. Worst, actual bad, or dumbest, or whatever.
Okay.
Lie you've ever told to get out of something. Like a date, or like an outing with someone. Or like...
See, this is really hard because like I'm a really bad liar.
I know. That's why I think this is a good question.
Well, because I'm a really bad liar, I tend to not.
Yeah, but when you have.
Jeez. I don't know if I have.
Really?
Because I don't say no.
Oh, God.
And recently that I have been saying no, I've just been like, I don't want to.
Okay, rework. On the fly. What's the worst thing you've had to go to that you didn't say no to but you wish you had? What's something that comes to mind right now that you're like, man, I wish I would have fucking not come to this thing? And you can be as vague as you need to be.
There's this, like, bar place that has, it's like a pinball... They have, like, a bunch of pinball machines.
Okay, and... like a barcade?
Yeah, but it's, like, it's in our general area, and I just don't like going there, so I am upset every time I go.
Okay, fair enough.
What song do you currently have on repeat? Because if you have Spotify, you can go to your repeats.
Oh, okay.
And it'll tell you your top, like, repeated songs.
Where would I find that?
Just search repeat, and you'll see the list that Spotify made for you that's on repeat.
On repeat, found it.
Yep.
Okay, I'll give you the first few.
Okay.
Perfume and Milk by Florence and the Machine.
Oh, you're going to get a lot of those because it's new. Album
yeah. just came out. The Monster Mash. In the Dark by Cathedrals. X Gonna Give It to You by TMX. The Life of a Showgirl.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and Sabrina. I really like that song.
That's my least favorite song on that whole album.
I think it was my favorite. I liked it. Good Luck, Babe by Chapel Roan.
Okay.
Say It Ain't So by Weezer. Waterfalls by TLC.
Nice. Well, how many was that?
I think that was like five. Five or six.
Okay. I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
Drum Show, 21 Pilots.
Okay.
Bleed, Connor Kaufman. The Line, 21 Pilots.
I skipped a few, but those were...
Oh, I'm going my top.
Well, because a lot of mine were like from the Florence album. I skipped a couple.
The Kid I Used to Know, Arrested Youth. Raw Fear, 21 Pilots.
Wow.
Blood, Water, Grandson.
Okay.
Hologram, Poe, The Passenger. This isn't even a liked song, so how is it on my top? I don't know. The Contract, 21 Pilots. It's a lot of 21 Pilots.
Yeah, I've also got The River by Good Charlotte on here. Bob Seger, Night Moves. Sugar Cane by Pretty Deep. The Fate of Ophelia.
Okay.
That's another Taylor Swift one.
I like that one.
Yeah, I also have Vigilante Shit.
That's a good one.
Let Me Love You by Mario. Maybe you should let me love you. Sex and Candy. Let me
be the one. I have Wood by Taylor Swift at my top.
Sex and Candy by Marcy's Playground.
Sex and Candy.
Yeah. Eat Your Young by Hozier. Call Me by Shinedown. Black Hole Sun.
So this isn't in my repeats, but I don't know how to pronounce it. It is not in English, but I know you're going to know the song.
Okay. Nope. Yeah, I've heard it, but I don't know what the fuck it is.
It's on repeat.
Yeah. All right, let's keep the music theme going.
Okay.
Tell me a song that always makes you cry and why.
Hmm.
I know you cry a lot, so.
I do cry a lot. Oh, man.
There have to be songs that make you cry. There are songs that make me cry, so.
The most recently.
Okay.
It is, from 21 Pilots.
Okay.
City Walls.
City Walls? Why does it make you cry?
And also Intentions. Because it's the end of their story.
Oh, okay.
And when it first came out, when it was released, I stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
I watched the City Walls music video, and it looked back on, like, everything. Oh. And how it ended, I cried.
Okay.
And every time I listen to it now, it's just like, it makes me super emotional. And Intentions is just super emotional.
Okay.
So that's fair. I would say for right now, that is the answer. Like, I'm sure that there are songs that, like, in my feels, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, right now, that's the most, like, recent one. Because it just came out in September.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I love it. Hit me. I'll...
Hit me with your best shot.
That makes me cry.
Have you ever re-gifted something?
Yeah.
What was it and who was it to?
Candles. I think to my mom.
Have you ever accidentally re-gifted something from the someone who gave it to you?
No. Mm. I don't think so. I had a boyfriend in college who gave me a bunch of candles that made me have asthma attacks. And he just kept doing it. I think he was trying to kill me. I'm kidding. He was just not thoughtful at all and a fuck. And I re-gifted those, several of them. One or two to my mom, and then I think, like, Secret Santa type shit.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big-ass lavender one.
I love lavender.
I do, too, but it was, like, really strong and weird, and I couldn't light it. So I think I lit it once, and then you could barely tell, because it just immediately, like, choked me to death. But he did that a lot. Like, he burned incense a lot, and it would give me, like, actual asthma attacks, like, we almost need to go to the hospital.
Dang.
And he just never stopped burning incense.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a fuck. What's your worst personality trait?
Now or before?
What? Whatever. Just in general, I guess. What's your worst personality trait?
All of it. No.
No, come on.
I think my worst personality, I mean, because it fucks me over, my worst personality trait is that, like, I have to make everyone else happy and I don't think about myself.
You're a people pleaser?
Yes.
Okay. What's my worst personality trait? Bait and switch.
Um,
hurt me good.
I think your worst is also your best.
Okay.
At the same time.
It seems like you're people pleasing, but okay.
Because I'm being honest.
Okay.
Okay. That you will speak the truth even if it hurts them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So like you're honest. You're brutally honest.
I know.
And that is a good thing. And yeah. It should be a thing.
But it's
hurtful. It's also, yeah. And you don't give a fuck. I mean, I think you care to a point.
It's not that I don't give a fuck. It's just like, I'm not good at that, you know? And I'm like, if I feel like I can't tell the truth, that's fine. But I'm going to remove myself from the situation mm-hmm. to not hurt someone. But then if it keeps getting brought up, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie about it. Like, the best I can do is stay silent. I agree, though. It does hurt people. And I don't want to hurt people.
Like, right.
I've gotten more... I think as I've gotten older, I've gotten more considerate of hurting people's feelings. So I try to, if I feel like I have to be brutally honest, I try to not be so harsh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've gotten better at that, but I'm not good at it. It's not my instinct. Fair enough.
Yeah, no, because I think that's a good and bad thing.
Yeah, it totally can be.
Yeah, so don't say that it's just because I'm trying to people please.
Okay. You're saying that from experience. I've hurt your feelings.
Everyone has.
Go on and ask me a question.
Where's the strangest place that you ever, like, peed? Because I feel like with your college days, this could get fun.
No, I didn't pee in weird places. I was able to keep my bladder under control.
Oh, okay.
I do have it's not a weird place, but it's a weird happening. It's not how I intended it to go. I was up for this job once,
and I had to
take a drug test,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a urine test. And didn't realize how much I had to pee. And so, like, I get in there. I get the cup. I'm mm-hmm. putting it on. And I didn't pull my pants down far enough. So, like, I peed, but I didn't realize how much I was going to pee. And I overfilled the cup.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tried to, like, take the cup and move it, and my pants were still up kind of far, and I peed all over the back of my pants, and I couldn't stop. And then I spilled some out of the cup onto my pants. And it was just like a fucking wreck.
So what'd you do?
I dumped some out of the cup enough that I could remove it safely. I put it down. I used some toilet paper. I dried my actual skin off as much as I could. I pulled my pants up. I untucked my shirt to help me. I went out there, I dried off the cup, I gave it to the lady, it all went okay, and then I was like, can I please go? And I couldn't. I had other things to sit through. So, I just kind of had to sit there with wet pants for a while until I got home.
Was there no, like, hand dryer?
No. It was just it was literally just a bathroom, like, within this little, like, clinic-y type thing.
Yeah.
So that you could deliver your sample and leave. Like, you weren't allowed to wash your hands, you weren't, like, until you did that part. Handed a cup, then they were like, go wash your hands, whatever. But that was in a different place. They had nothing in that bathroom, because that's literally what it was for. It was just for giving, like, samples.
Mm.
So, no.
Nice.
I was wearing a long cardigan that day, so that was helpful to cover it up. And they were black pants.
Oh, okay. Easy
but
peasy.
But I knew that I was sitting in my own filth, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it wasn't a weird place, but it was horrible. Who's the last ex that you social media stalked? Because I know you do this as a pastime. And you say you don't have hobbies.
It was probably Joshua.
How come? Why is he the go-to?
I still have him on Instagram.
Oh, there was never no removal or blockage?
I didn't.
Okay.
He removed me, I'm pretty sure, but I never removed him.
Okay.
And, like, I'll go through, like, Insta stories, and he'll come up.
Yeah.
Like, because he posts every Friday, the same meme every single Friday. I wonder.
You dodged a fucking bullet.
And then I look.
He was so lame. That's
so lame. I don't think he was lame.
I think he was the lamest person ever, and he was weird, and I didn't like him. And I don't think we would be as close as we are now if you had ended up with him. Because I don't want to hang out with him ever.
All right. Dude, if you won $1 million, what's the most frivolous thing you'd spend it on?
I want one of those grand pianos that you can see through. You can see all the gears and shit. I want one of those. I don't know where I'm going to put it. I can't play the piano very well at all. But I fucking want it. And that's what I would buy.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
What about you? What would you buy?
Most frivolous thing. I feel like you're really good at answering questions, and I'm really not.
Okay. Thank you.
Because I'm trying to think, because anytime I think about, like, if I ever, like, win millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
I always think, like, realistically what I would do.
Yeah, I have that in my head, so I'm thinking of what's something that I want that I have no reason to.
Because I think because I don't have a lot of money, and I don't think of, like, I don't even buy things for myself that's over $10.
Yeah, I'm usually like
so that it's too. Really hard for me to just, like, get out of that mindset.
I agree. I'm kind of the same way, but I think when I get asked a question like that, I know there are things that I've been like, I want that, and with absolutely no intention of ever buying. So the first thing that comes to my head that I'm like, yeah, I would never fucking buy that for myself, that's what I go with. And the piano came to mind.
I want a movie room.
Okay. Like a theater?
Yeah, I want a home theater.
It'd be sick.
But
we
I would
put the piano in there.
Yeah, we can put the piano in my theater.
Sick.
Ooh, I want my own library.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. I mean, I have my little tiny one, but I just buy a bunch of shit, a bunch of books that I don't need. Books that I've already read on audiobook, like I've
but
listened
like,
to the audiobook.
But we can
but I
have the physical one.
Yeah.
And but like all the fun ones special that editions. Have like the special like pages.
Yeah,
like,
the sprayed color- edges.
Yes. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hey, adulting is hard. We get it. That's why we're affiliates with Uproot Clean. Their pet hair removal and grooming supplies make being a pet owner and keeping a clean house so much easier. We recommend you give them a try and make sure you use our code 30DirtyDyingPodcast10.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
If I called you from jail, what would you assume that I had done?
Stolen all the cats from the Humane Society.
That's fair. That's really fair.
Or, like, hit someone because they did something to an animal.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm coming at you with these hands.
Mm-hmm. What about me?
I think you'd be crying. I'm just picturing you sobbing into the phone.
Yeah, can but that's not... Crying is not a crime. Because the problem is, I don't like to do anything.
I feel like maybe, like, accidentally committed fraud or something. Like, you got tied up in something that had nothing to do with, like, a bigger thing.
Mm.
And then you just got whisked away. Like, if...
It was an accident.
Kind of,
but
yeah.
I personally didn't do anything, but I got caught up
yeah,
in
yeah, or you were, like, going along with something you shouldn't have been going along with. Mm. And it's, like, turns out they're embezzling money or something. Like, something like that.
Gotcha.
That's what I think.
Okay.
So, do you believe in the afterlife? And what do you think it's like?
So, I grew up in the church.
Yeah, but what do you really believe at this point?
I don't know.
Fair.
Because I feel like I am in my deconstruction of religion era.
Yeah, which is kind of why I wanted to ask this question.
And do I believe in God or a higher power? Yes.
Okay.
But I think, because like I've looked into a lot of like different things. Because, like, obviously, the most well-known heaven and hell, right?
Yeah.
That's, if you're bad, if you don't believe in God, you go to hell. If you're, but then there's also, like, when you die, you are, like, born again.
Okay. So, reincarnation.
Reincarnation.
Okay.
I think that's a cool thing to believe.
Okay.
I just, and my biggest fear, though, is nothing.
Huh. You think that's a fear?
My is that there is nothing, and it gives me so much anxiety to try to imagine nothing.
Okay.
Like, I want to believe that something happens.
I do too. I feel you. But I don't think I don't know.
Like, I think it would be cool to be like reincarnation. Like, I think it would be cool to like you die, but then you wake up as something else.
And do you, in that, do you think it's that you know that you're something else, or do you clean slate?
Clean slate.
So it's just like your old life never
happens. Your old life never happens. And maybe that's why there is like deja vu.
Okay.
Because things are kind of like coming back.
All right.
And you feel like you have seen that before, but it's not something that you remember.
Okay.
But it was because it was like your past life.
I like that.
Because there's also the idea that deja vu is you are where you're supposed to be.
Okay.
So then that's why you kind of get deja vu, because like this, you're passing where you're supposed to be.
I definitely believe that there's an afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in a way it's like a heaven-ish type thing. But I don't think it's like a good, bad. I don't think it's like, I don't know if I believe in hell. I'm going to be really real with you. I don't think I believe in like a hell or like a, I do think that if you're a fucking terrible person and you do terrible things, there may be a karmic retribution for that in your afterlife. And I don't know what that looks like, but I don't think it's the same for everybody. I think it might be, maybe it is a reincarnation type thing in a really bad situation. Maybe it is like your own personal hell that you have to live through all the time. I don't know. But I just think it's nice to think that there's another side of this. Mm-hmm. And maybe if there are souls, other souls that you've had a connection to, that you can reconnect with them once you've passed.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that for my deconstruction mm-hmm. of religion thing, I have very little interest in trying to figure out what that means. This obsession with like, oh, but we have to do the thing to get into heaven or to not get into hell. And what does that look like? And how do we answer what's next? I'm not here to answer what's next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm here for a good time, not a long time. I'm here to do the best I can while I'm here and hope that there's something better beyond. But I don't think it's my job to know what that is.
Yeah.
I think it's my job to make this time the best that I can make it and the most authentic I can make it. And then that's not really my business. What's next? You know,
yeah.
I just got to do what I think is right in order to end this phase
mm-hmm.
in a way that I'm proud of and that I feel like I've made it a better place than how I found it.
Right.
I'm not trying to figure out what's next. I believe in something. I don't know what it is and I don't really care to know.
Yeah.
I think that's where I'm
and
at.
And I kind of do believe in like heaven or like a yeah. place where you go, because there was a moment when it was like right after like grandma had died.
Okay.
That I don't want to say I got this vision, because that's weird, right? But I had this, like, it felt that mom and grandma were together. It's real.
Yeah.
Like I vision, whatever it was, that they were together.
Yeah.
And so that means that something is out
there. But I feel like I've seen things and experienced things that are more like, from when people have passed and, oh, ghosts, but stuff like that's not of this world and
yeah.
people that I know are not here anymore. And it just feels like they've had to go somewhere or I wouldn't have those experiences once they've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
Even like dreams and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
the realistic dreams of grandma that I have had since she's
yeah.
been gone. I'm just like, she's here for, like, she's here.
Yeah.
I hear her voice.
Yeah.
And it is real.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a dream that I had where I was, a lot of my dreams like are at grandma's house.
Yeah.
Like it is my house,
but it's
grandma's house.
The imagery
house.
Imagery
is her house. So I was like in the bedroom, like it was the setup of Mike and I's bedroom right now, right? But it was grandma's house.
Yeah.
And like she came into the room and she was just like, I miss you.
That's so nice.
And then she walked down the stairs. Well, like, obviously we don't have stairs, but it was grandma's house.
Yeah.
Like, because do you remember the upstairs house?
Yeah.
Like, the weird center hallway?
Yeah, I remember.
And it was just the rooms. So she walked down the stairs, and then yeah. I woke up.
The energy goes somewhere.
Yeah. I think it'd be really fun to be a ghost, though, and fuck with people.
Yeah.
Like, if that's my fate, if my fate is to, like, be this ghost, like, kind of live in this weird plane... If I get to fuck with people for funsies.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell like, yeah.
And isn't that so funny to think about, like, when you go to, like, haunted houses and stuff, like, it's like, these soldiers from the 1800s, like, it's, like, these old things, but can you just imagine, like, this kid from, like, the the 90s being like,
what's up?
Yeah, like playing with a Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's funny to think about.
I'm going
to
hear the, like, Windows error noise randomly through the hallways.
Yeah, AOL, like,
yeah.
Volume, nah, 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 nah.
You've got mail.
Or just, like, if I were fucking, like, it would just be, like, weird Vine references.
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine that?
Yes.
It's not just, like, this really scary, like, 1800s kid in the hallway. It's just, like, you made me drop my croissant! Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that's what, you know what? My hope is to be a ghost.
A croissant ghost?
A croissant, just a Vine ghost.
The ghost of Vine.
The ghost of Vine / SpongeBob quotes.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
These were our truths.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we came down the same, sometimes we didn't.
Oh, but
I think
fine.
We talked about some cool stuff.
Yeah. Crazy. I love sex and
candy.
Yeah.
Well, we love you guys. We hope you've enjoyed this second iteration of Truth No Dare. If you want us to do this again, I'm sure we will.
You can dare us to.
Dare me. Dare me, Daddy. But keep listening to the podcast. We're coming up on the end of the season. We've only got a few more weeks left.
That's wild.
By the time you guys hear this.
Wild and crazy.
So make sure if there's something that you haven't heard from us, if there's something you want us to touch on, let us know.
Yeah.
Send us a DM. Drop us an email. dirtydirtypod@gmail.com. And we will do our best to end this season the way you want us to. But I've been having a great time, and I hope you guys have too. Let's keep it rolling.
I'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm covered in blood, but it's okay.